the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188. Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family-owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Cass Ingram, and we're going to be talking about his book. Hopefully it'll be out here in a few weeks, called Rigged. And it goes into the rigged presidential election. Now, most Americans find it difficult to believe that our elections in America are rigged, but that's the main function of the electronic voting machines. Do you remember back in 1980 when, of course, during the presidential election, we heard about the hanging chads in Florida? Oh, the hanging chads on the ballots. Oh, we just don't know how people really voted. Well, if a chad is hanging, it means somebody punched out that hole on the punch card voting machine, voting card, and that's the way they wanted to vote. But there were all sorts of things that were said over and over. We needed a more efficient method. And that's when they really began popularizing, bringing in the electronic voting machines, which all can be rigged. Every electronic voting machine can be rigged, and I fear that most of them are. And the American people are so gullible, they just don't understand how they're manipulated. George Bush stole the election in 2000. George Bush stole the election in 2004. And John Kerry, who belonged to the same secret Luciferian society that George Bush does, that's Skull and Bones, they're both members, only about 500 living people, belong to the secret Luciferian society, and yet, of course, one ran as presidential candidate for the Republicans, and the other ran as presidential candidate for the Democrats. And when it was obvious that there was fraud in Ohio in 2004, why, of course, John Kerry, who had tens of millions of dollars left over in his campaign contributions, didn't bother to challenge it because I'm sure he was told, do not challenge it. George Bush is to be the president. And then, of course, in 2008, when Obama ran, and I believe that there was probably fraud then, but there's very little question. There was fraud in 2012. And, of course, what they did to dissuade us, to draw our attention away from the fraud immediately after the election, they brought up the scandal about General Petraeus, the head of the CIA, who had been monitoring all of his telephone calls and his emails for some time. Even a four-star Army general who was the head of the CIA, they monitor him. They monitor you, ladies and gentlemen. They monitor everybody. And, of course, that took our attention away from the fact that the election in 2012 had been rigged. Cass, tell us what you have found in your study of the rigging of the election.
You're so correct about the disinformation, because what we found was that Obama and Obama for America completely rigged the election. I don't know if Karl Rove was just doing a dancing act or not, or if he thought that the machine rig would work, but it did not. The real rig that was effective this year was the standard Democratic system where they put their operatives in the precincts, you know, and they stuff the ballot with ghost voters and fake voters, and they bus people in large numbers enough to swing critical cities in the swing states. And that's what they did this year. They did it in 2008, but somehow, you know, that did not come to our attention completely. This year, though, we have the categorical, I would call it categorical proof, that in a systematic way, the Democratic machine proved to be very effective.
And they say so rig elections in other countries. Why shouldn't we think that rig elections here? Do you think they rigged some of the voting machines in their favor?
Yeah. What is known for sure is that there were some Ivotronic scanning machines that were rigged in the Democratic favor. But quite frankly, the history of the electronic rig is more in the Republicans' domain, you know, controlling the central tabulator like the Bush regime did both in 2000 and 2004. We remember very well how Mike Connell was the programmer at large for the Bush and Roe machinery, and he was there in Tennessee coordinating the offshore rigging of the Ohio votes when the Ohio servers supposedly went down at 11:14 p.m. on election night. That material was offloaded electronically to Mike Connell in Tennessee, in Chattanooga, and the numbers were changed so that Bush could win. He then, of course, was killed in a plane wreck when he was about to be sent before a jury on that issue of vote rigging in Ohio. So the machine rigging has been in the Republican Party's domain heavily, but this year we did see a lot of incidents where the actual in-precinct machines were switching votes, primarily to Democrats this year. That's more difficult to pick up, you know. But the biggest major way that Obama achieved his illicit win was through precinct vote stuffing, which I hope to be able to explain in this hour.
Go right ahead.
Well, the way this is done is to actually coordinate the movement of bodies to the precincts systematically with, in some cases, like in Minnesota and maybe Wisconsin, with vouchers. These are individuals that are operatives for the Democratic Party that are put in the key precincts in the inner city, in the big cities that are not necessarily, you know, Milwaukee size or Chicago size, even Sheboygan, there are evidence of shenanigans. St. Paul, Minneapolis, certainly Milwaukee, certainly Chicago, certainly Philadelphia. But these vouchers, where they're allowed, will, when the illicit voter comes into the poll, oh, I'll vouch for him. He lives in the precinct. You see how that works? And then they can fill out a card, and it's irrelevant. Once they're vouched for, no one will scrutinize that card. They won't look at the voter rolls. They won't look at an address book. They just go into the machine and vote.
They don't have to be registered ahead of time?
I'm sorry?
They don't have to be registered ahead of time?
No. See, this is the good point you make. The way Obama won heavily this year, I mean, it was a so-called close race, I don't know whatever that means, but the way that Romney could not prevail, like with a heavy landslide, is what...
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment with Cass Ingram, Dr. Cass Ingram, going into the voter fraud that brought us to the Obama administration for another 4 years. All rigged, ladies and gentlemen, rigged.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply in Fort Collins reminds us, most blood donors find giving blood to be a heartwarming experience. Give blood at least once in your life, if not several times a year. Your donation helps assure that blood will be there when someone you love needs it. This message from Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply in Fort Collins, the full-line gun store and indoor shooting range. For information, call 472-5600. That's 472-5600, or visit rmss.com.
I'm a small business owner who wants to get down to the business of making my business better. So yeah, this is about me. It's about my dream, my desire to grow my business, turn a bigger profit, and increase my output. And it's the reason I'm looking at these Ram trucks and commercial vehicles, and I like what I'm seeing. From the legendary Hemi to the durable and powerful Cummins Turbo Diesel, you can enjoy low cost of ownership, the industry's best warranty, and upfitter-friendly chassis. They've got on-the-job upfit allowances up to $1,500, a special $1,000 small business incentive, bringing the total savings offers up to $8,200. On top of all this, you may be able to deduct up to 100% of the purchase price as a tax deduction. But the real incentive is low cost of ownership, fuel efficiency, and durability. I'm small business. My gut says Ram. Guts. Glory. Ram.
Maximum tax expense eligibility, $139,000. Consult your tax advisor. See dealer for eligibility and cash allowance details. Must take delivery by January 2nd, 2013. For more information about on-the-job savings, call 877-ON-THE-JOB or go to ramtrucks.com. Hemi and Ram are registered trademarks at Chrysler Group, LLC.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, Dr. Ken, back here at the Network, our guest morning casting room, Dr. Casting Room, who ordinarily we interview dealing with health issues, but he has taken unto himself the responsibility for going into the background of the rigging of the last election. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, the whole idea of this democratic process, our founders didn't want a democratic process. They wanted a republic. They wanted a government of law, not a government of men, but of course we've been told we're a democracy. We're not. If you read the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Ten Commandments, the Federalist Papers, the constitutions of any one of our 50 states, you'll never find the word democracy used other than to decry it. Our founding fathers said they don't want a democracy because the people would eventually vote themselves into tyranny, which is exactly what we've done. With over half of the American people getting a check from the government, I mean, who wants to complain about what's going on, despite the fact that now it's up to 46 cents out of every dollar the government spends has to be borrowed. But don't feel bad. The bankers are making out like bandits, you know. They create the money. They buy the bonds. We pay them the interest. And pretty soon all the money that the government takes in by taxation will go to pay the interest on the national debt. And things will be great right up until the whole thing collapses, and that's what's intended. Cass, pick up the story about certainly the voting fraud that we are witnessing and that we just witnessed, and yet nobody talked about it because we had suddenly a great diversion known about for many months, but suddenly brought up immediately after the election the scandalous behavior of four-star general.
And this is a nonpartisan comment I'm going to make. Where there were strict, extremely strict photo ID laws, Kansas, Tennessee, Georgia, Indiana, and to a lesser degree, Oklahoma, the Republican prevailed this year. Very, very strict laws. You can't, it's very difficult to make ghost voting work there. Where there were no requirements whatsoever for any kind of a photo ID or really any kind of ID, Minnesota, New Hampshire, Vermont, Wisconsin, Colorado, and Pennsylvania, Obama prevailed. Now, this is how it's a numbers game. What happened was that you have, dead voters and you have faux voters on the voter roll. So that's already stacked against an honest election. In other words, there are a certain percentage on the voter rolls of those states and other states of people who could go in and say, I'm Mrs. Smith, but they're not Mrs. Smith, and they're actually on the voter roll. So in Wisconsin, for instance, there were 720,000 legitimate eligible voters, but they had 930,000 on the voter roll. So there were 200,000 plus extra individuals that could if someone was sophisticated enough, they could take those voter rolls and strategically place those 220,000 or so in different wards to vote, because there's no requirement for anything in Wisconsin. You just walk in, fill out a, and you can, and then, so, and that's where it's effective is, so you've got the pre-registered people, 200,000 potential false votes. Now, is 200,000 enough to swing an election? Well, maybe not. We need more. So that's where the election day voting comes in. Let's say that in Wisconsin there were 3 million votes cast this year. Let's say, and it's reasonable to say, that, say 20% of those, that's 500,000 or so, were early votes. I mean, you know, were same-day voters. They walked in, they were not registered, they filled in a registration card, and they voted. That's almost 700,000 votes. That's the end of any election. And so what happened in Wisconsin and in Minnesota, as we're studying, is if you had a precinct with 1,000 voters, and let's say that 800, let's say that 1,000 registered voters, okay? Then the let's say they got 300 extra voters who walked in. That's election day registration. That's where the fraud occurred, additional fraud, where those people who walked in, absolutely no scrutiny of what they put on their registration card, and they just walked in and voted. Now, do we have any evidence that those people voted illicitly? In Minnesota, just to take a diversion, I've analyzed a number of counties, and here's what we found. If there's only 5%, let's say that, again, there's 1,000 registered voters, but only 50 voters came in and registered that day, so 5%. If 5% or less of the voters are election day, Romney wins. Isn't that interesting? If there's 9% or less, Romney wins. When it gets to 10 to 15%, Obama wins. At 20%, Obama wins. At 25%, in all the wards we analyzed, and that was about 200 wards in Minnesota, Obama wins them all. So when one-fourth of the same-day registrants, no photo ID, no identification, nothing, come in, Romney can't even win a precinct. He won one, and it was only 300 voters. But all the ones where there are 500 voters or more, he loses them all. But not if there's less than 9% same-day voters. He wins a lot of those. That's pretty amazing.
Yes, now, it is. But basically, of course, nobody's talking about this sort of thing. I mean, what's wrong with having people identify themselves when they come in to vote so we know who they are? Well, they said this discriminates against certainly the minorities who don't have any identification. The minorities who don't have any identification are not legal immigrants. I mean,
right.
Certainly everybody can have some sort of a card. Everybody has some sort of a card. But they wouldn't allow, in many of our states, them to ask for identification. And how can you run a so-called democratic election unless you know the people are legitimate voters?
Yes, and that's what we found out in Wisconsin, was that the people who don't have IDs don't come out and vote as a rule anyway. They're, like you said, they're here for different reasons, not here through the law, making cash on the side a lot of times, and they're just not going to show up and put their life at risk to vote. And this sort of, the minorities are discriminated against, is just bluster by the Democratic regime, pretty much. And the other thing it is that when they put in strict IDs, the votes for minorities has been shown to come up. You know, they feel a better chance that, you know, that they're not going to have their vote cheated. So that's been proven to be false. And you know, most people who vote are pretty serious, and they do have IDs. The reason for restricting IDs is to allow voter fraud to occur in large numbers. so that one could bus in union members from Michigan and Illinois, as they did this year, and cast those votes from out-of-state voters. So that
one
could...
have any proof at all that they actually bus voters? I have no question that they would do it. But has anybody been willing to come forward, or is there any proof that they actually bus voters in from other states or regions?
Well, yes, the Michigan minority, Michigan majority is a Family Traditions website in Minnesota, and they have circulated a video of a poll worker, an actual election judge poll worker in Minnesota, who witnessed for a senatorial election constant busing in 6-8 people at a time of people who were not familiar to the precinct. And these people were vouched for by a Democratic Party operative. He said, I know this person. Then they would go out and meet and coordinate when the vans arrived and said, all right, you come here, you go here, you look for me, I've got the badge. And he was not an official individual. He was supposedly like an independent poll watcher. Another example of this is the revelation in Milwaukee this year that several eyewitnesses said they saw people with Chicago Bears shirts and hats voting. And then they followed them, they got on buses, and then they were taken from the buses and dropped off at drop-off points. Now, no one has confirmed for sure if those were Milwaukee residents, but there is a suspicion that those people were bussed up. There are a number of eyewitness accounts of this, yeah.
Weren't there a number of precincts where more people voted than were actually registered?
Yes, that's primarily... See, there's been a lot circulated on that, and we've scrutinized all those. A lot of that is misconstrued. People were looking at the wrong thing on the Board of Elections. But that being said, we have some proof. In Wisconsin, in the YMCA ward, where the old Y is, in the housing district, you know, where the welfare housing is, in that YMCA, there was 102% triple confirmed of voters, but not of registered voters, more powerful, of the total eligible voters in that ward. In other words, all the 18-year-olds, all the way till the nursing home cases, every one of them voted, plus another 2%. In Minnesota...
And of course, basically, of course, only half the people in a precinct ordinarily are registered to vote, and only about half of those who are registered actually vote. So to get 102%, you've got... You know, suddenly far more, I mean, two or three times the number of people voting who ordinarily would vote in a precinct.
Well, that's correct. Absolutely. All these numbers are fabricated, and now they're claiming the turnout was so huge, and 87% of the voters in Milwaukee showed up. It was huge. These are George Soros paid shill operatives who are pulling this on us. Now, in Minnesota, our analysis is very thorough, and thanks also to the Minnesota majority people, there is up to 145% of the registered voters showing up at polls in St. Paul and in Minneapolis.
147% of the registered voters, that's more than, obviously, there has to be fraudulence. You can't get 140% of the registered voters, because there's only 100% is the maximum number.
That's right. Now, there are election day, but that can only be really 5 or 10% of the population, so they stack the vote with basically, like you say, 50%, because no 100% is going to show up. And now, in Minnesota, there is a profuse eyewitness report that led to, investigation for felony at the police level. This one's a big one. This happened in 2000 and I think 10. Yeah, it was a senatorial or whatever, 2010. And what they found was that the America for Obama or Obama for America, its entities, what the entities did was they bust in, this is definite, 100% triple eyewitness, they bust in crowds of people up to 25 at a time would then perch just at the door of the poll. The voucher, who was an operative for the Democratic Party, was put there. That operative would then come out, coordinate, and the judge was suspicious, so she came around the backside and listened, and the operative said, now you come in, you look for me, I'm going to vouch for you, you go in and you cast your vote. I mean, you can't win an election if you've got 25 this hour, 25 next hour, 25, and that's what was going on there at the Lutheran Church I think it was in Minneapolis. It was in Minneapolis, and it was coordinated by the socialist operatives from the University of Minnesota. So the universities are coordinating this cheating. I mean, that's why, for example, Al Franken is a senator. It was strictly due to voter fraud.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment, ladies and gentlemen. But why should we be surprised if we take God fair out of our schools? The right, there's no wrong. It's all about winning.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply in Fort Collins reminds us, most blood donors find giving blood to be a heartwarming experience. Give blood at least once in your life, if not several times a year. Your donation helps assure that blood will be there when someone you love needs it. This message from Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply in Fort Collins, the full-line gun store and indoor shooting range. For information, call 472-5600. That's 472-5600, or visit rmss.com. Cintas, the uniform people in Greeley, ask everyone to get involved in our community this holiday season. Whether it's food for a family in crisis, a toy for a needy child, care packages for military members, or giving the gift of life by giving blood, you can make a difference and directly affect someone's life. Be part of something great. This message from Cintas, the uniform people in Greeley, named one of the most admired outsourcing companies in America. Call 970-352-2233, 970-352-2233.
Freedom, freedom goes away.
Hi, I'm Bruce Baker. I write songs that give people with conservative values a laugh, or maybe bring a tear to their eye. Hopefully, the songs will help people with liberal values to see the light of liberty. Please visit my website at www.myspace.com/Bruce-Baker. You can hear full versions of several songs and see my video. There are links to download either iTunes or MP3 versions of the tunes on my new album, Mark's Larks. That's www.myspace.com/Bruce-Baker.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest is Dr. Cass Ingram. Cass, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they get in touch with you. When will the book be out, and how can people get it?
I'm wrapping the book up here in the next week or so and off to the publisher. So January, it has to be done in January. I don't know if I'm going to do an electronic version or not, but the hardcore, you know, bound version in January, that's 1-800-295-3737. Now, all the stuff I'm talking about is in there. 1-800-295-3737. Those of you that want to help me with this research, if you're good with Excel, you're good with mathematics, you can join the Facebook site, Occupy Rigged America. They're doing some work. Watch the Vote 2012 is doing work. But just shoot me an email if you want to participate, which is Dr. Oregano, Dr. Oregano, at gmail.com. That's Dr. Oregano at gmail.com. I could use some help. We want to analyze every swing state. There is no question in my mind whatsoever, nor in Mr. Monti's mind, that they cheated and rigged this whole election. Let's prove it. Let's take it to the scientific community, whatever we can do with it. Let's take it to the court of public opinion.
All right.
I have this article. It's called the Minnesota Daily, to answer your question about did they see anything over the Minnesota Daily, if you can find this, maybe semicolon, students may face felonies, if you just put that in, over illegal voter vouching. You'll see how these judges witnessed the busing, and it was Organizing for America, along with a group called SOFA, which is Students Organizing for America. They did this all over the nation in 2010, 2008, and 2012.
And the fact that we're not hearing about this in the controlled media simply reflects that the media in America is controlled. And the last thing they want is for the American people to understand it's all a fraud. But then why should we be surprised? Actually, there were a number of people in 2004 who were sent to prison in Ohio for rigging the election to get George W. Bush elected. And yet, of course, totally blocked out by the media.
Yeah, and of course, those people were under a gag order, probably from Rove and Bush, saying if you say a word, you'll be killed, because that's what they told Mike Connell. They told Mike Connell's wife that you speak and you're dead. And so he was pretty mum during his original deposition. But, you know, you raise that issue. It's very interesting that in the most loose state, which is Minnesota, maybe Wisconsin's next and then Colorado next, the loosest state of all, Minnesota, has the highest number of convictions for voter fraud, for people, operatives going in and phoning the vote. I want to also mention that an eyewitness caught a person, I don't know if she was prosecuted, who must have been paid, a poor person apparently, and she had a stack of voter registrations. And she then flipped them like a deck of cards, put them out. You know how the deck of cards is, and you put your hands and you stretch them out so you can see the different things. And she showed the poll worker, which one of these registrations should I use in this poll? You know, she wasn't too smart. Well, I mean, none of your votes counted this in these elections. It's all rigged.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Cass. Our number is 877-254-7524. We'd love to hear from you. Do you have any comment on this? Do you believe the elections are straightforward? There's nothing to worry about. Why, of course, nobody would cheat on an election. Why do you think, of course, the courts held, or at least in many areas, that you certainly could not ask people for an identification card when they came in, so that we'd know that the people who were voting were the people who were supposed to vote? My understanding is that some people came in to vote, and they were said, well, you can't vote, you've already voted. Somebody came in with your name and voted, it's already voted, so you can't vote. Did you run into that story?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I tell you, and for example, in Ohio and a few other places, there were people who just walked in and were told they voted absentee. Others throughout the country said, no, no, we've already got one. One guy was a Republican party member. He tried to cast a vote, and they, no, you've already voted. You voted absentee. No, I didn't. I wanted to vote in person and see what was going on. No, you voted. And he doesn't think his vote was counted as a result. Sure. And so it's completely fabricated.
Let's say we have a caller. Who's calling in?
Dan. Hi, my name is Jan, and I'm I want to know if this person has heard of this following situation, which I believe happened in Colorado. The county clerk refused to allow anybody into the, quote, war room or the tally counting room of the ballots on election day. It was just this person and her technician were going to count the votes. Hard count ballots.
Now, would that be the 1% audit that they do? Was that this?
No. That's not the canvas board, or that's not. That is on election day. That's,
okay.
And the Republicans who were who viewed the, who asked aren't we and this county clerk said this. Then things went on without any recourse of this.
Any independent monitors, there were
right.
none, right?
Yes.
Well, then
yes.
That means they were cheating.
Yeah, but have you heard of this in other counties in the country? Because I know it happened there.
Colorado was a big cheat this year. It was a Democratic cheat situation. Not to say that the Republicans didn't cheat in the primaries, they did. Not to say they didn't cheat in the election. But in Colorado, if anybody can, report their findings, what they saw on the poll, that would be, helpful.
Okay. Well,
but
tomorrow...
I have heard of... can you email me the details on this?
Yes. Okay. Scott Gessler is having a meeting at his office at 1 to 4 tomorrow at 1700 Broadway to report what other people saw. I think you need to document what you see.
If you could get in touch with Cass Ingram and let him know, because he's compiling this into his book. Cass, what's your email address so she could reach you?
droregano@gmail.com. And it had already been predetermined by George Soros and all the other operatives, David Axelrod and so on, that they would prevail. And to do that, they needed Colorado, Minnesota, so the secretaries of state and the boards of elections for Minnesota, Colorado, and Wisconsin are in the pocket of the existing administration. That's my opinion.
Okay, and it's a doctor is in the position, right?
Yeah, just DR, no dots.
Yeah, okay, DR. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. But what has to be done is I call these people. I call these boards of elections and say, play a little Columbo with them. What? I understand that you counted the votes without any monitors. What about if we do some audits, like on the results? We're in the machines. What can we do here? Whatever.
Thank
you. We'll be back in a moment.
Yeah.
We'll be back in a moment here.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Jasper Fries of Greeley reminds listeners child abuse is an everyday occurrence in America. Be vigilant, and if you suspect a child is being abused, don't be afraid to pick up the phone and report what you know. The only hope some of these children have is that the adult community around them recognizes they need help. So if you know someone who needs help, report it today. This message has been from Jasper Fries of Greeley. He's on the air because he cares, wishing everyone a happy holiday season.
And back here, our telephone number, if you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Our guest, Dr. Cass Ingram, and Chris, he's taking time out from his regular work to analyze the results of the election, and of course, we hoping to get a copy of the book as soon as it's off the press. Hopefully it'll be available in January. You need to know they rigged the election. And, of course, people should be going to prison, but, of course, nobody's going to go to prison, or very, very few will go to prison, because, of course, they can't let the American people understand that we have people who control us, and they use this facade of elections to give us the idea we have representative government, but in my opinion we have an overt government, and then we have an invisible government. And, of course, they are manipulating what's really going on. Well, so, Cass, is there a concern across America about the fact that the election was rigged? As you talk to people, do they really care? Or they say, oh, well, everything will be all right down the line, but there's no way it's going to be all right down the line because, of course, the plan is to bankrupt this country, and how long can you continue spending? 46 out of every dollar you spend has to be borrowed. That's what the Treasury is doing. The latest figures, 46 cents out of every dollar we spend is borrowed, and eventually they're going to destroy the monetary system of our country. John Adams talked about that. President Adams said, you know, there's two ways to destroy a country, one by invasion, the other, of course, to destroy the monetary system. Go right ahead, Cass.
Yeah, there are the people who are aware, and that's been increasing because people was pushed on a machine this year, just regular people, and so, oh, I'm pushing on Romney, it's going to Obama. In a few cases, pushing on Obama, it's going to Romney. But in this particular electronic machining year, for some reason, the machines defaulted more towards Obama. There's people that don't feel it's correct. They went to the polls. Then they looked at the numbers. They saw the news reports. There's an increasing awareness that there's something not right with the voting system. Now, who in the world wants to go all the way to vote, drive, fill out an absentee, and know that their vote doesn't count? Well, anybody would at least be interested in that, or that their vote would be completely canceled. Let's say that they cast a secret vote for Obama or Romney or whatever, or some senator or some other senator, and yet that vote is switched in an electronic machine or is canceled perhaps by another absentee ballot that's fake. I don't think anybody wants to go through this. So hopefully we teach all of the American people that their vote was irrelevant the last 10 presidential elections. Do we get their attention that way?
Well, I certainly hope so. I hope people really care about what's going on in our country, understand that America's foreign and domestic policy is aimed as certainly as using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government under the control of a ruling elite, which is why we have our troops stationed in 130 nations and over 1,000 foreign military bases now. Over 1,000 foreign military bases. Are they defending America? No, they're dominating the world, but we can't let the common people know what's really going on. Well, Cass, certainly So, you know, the idea that there were many, many precincts where far more people voted than were actually registered to vote. What's the solution? How are we going to remedy this? How will we certainly correct what happened in 2012? And how will we prevent it from happening again?
But we have to go to the court of public opinion and really through radio, through television, through maybe the internet, although that has not worked that well. We need to reach all the American people that we can and let them know that their vote is useless and that all of them need to get involved. They can join True the Vote, perhaps, maybe some other organization in which they can get more involved. The revolutionaries could set up a video camera. I did that at an exit poll. You call the Board of Elections and you say it's my constitutional right, we're going to watch the vote. There are four of us. We're going to follow your little rule about 50 feet, or 20 feet, whatever it is. But we're going to set up a camera. We're going to exit poll. We're going to just being a poll watcher isn't very good because you can't really create a trail. We either need to videotape these scoundrels that come in the buses, or we need to actually, purge all the the register rolls of all the fake voters. We need to start prosecuting at the higher level, the boards of elections if they're complicit, all the way up to the presidency. We need to get some big fish out of the pond instead of all these little voters that voted twice and the felons that they coerced by giving them a quart of booze, you know. So it's a big project.
Well, is there any organization out there that is really that people could turn to, that they could depend upon, that was really trying to do something? We've got to get back to paper ballots. We've got to get back to those ballots being counted in the precincts and posted, and then we can correlate the numbers there on the individual precincts with the numbers that are there at the county registrar, and people are going to have to be sent to prison for falsifying the vote and for going along with the scam.
That's right. This is the best way, is the paper ballot. And where you could go and knock on the door of the Board of Elections and say, I know you have to be here with me, but I want to count all the ballots for my precinct. Oh, yeah, sure. That's the new law, we're going to the Constitution here, of course. That would solve everything. And I tell you, voter ID would be fantastic. We saw that this year, and where there was strict voter ID, there was less shenanigans. And not that there wouldn't be some shenanigans, because you can fake those things, but it's less. Nobody can say different. The states that had the most glaring fraud were those where there is no requirement for a photo on the individual. And so that's why they stopped the photo ID in Pennsylvania. They knew they needed it to win the election.
Well,
I don't know what their plan is for the next time, but we have to have a better plan than than these 500 people that belong to Skull and Bones or whatever they are.
And we need, ladies and gentlemen, to get involved now. Don't put it off. If you care about your freedom, you care about the freedom of your children, get involved. God bless. Thanks very much for being with us, Cass.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. American Freedom Network, this morning, Cass Ingram, we hope you enjoyed that. You must understand, ladies and gentlemen, they are rigging the elections. Now, basically, I do want to suggest that we have a great new DVD. It's called The Threat of an EMP Attack. It was delivered by Ambassador Henry Cooper at our last conference on the 21st of October, and of course, is there a danger of an EMP attack? Yes, certainly there is. The people in Washington, D.C. know. Ambassador Cooper certainly was the American ambassador to the disarmament negotiations with the Soviets during the Reagan administration, during the first Bush administration. And you'll hear Ambassador Cooper beginning his talk talking about the very real threat, and should an EMP attack occur. Why up to 90% of the American population could be dead in 6 months to a year. This is not imaginary. In fact, many people in Washington, D.C. are making plans for their survival when an EMP attack comes. You need to. This is a vitally important DVD. Fortunately, it's available right now by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And the reason this is not being talked about, certainly in the regular media, is because it's an organized effort to conceal the truth from the American people. Now, then, of course, we want to remind you, my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We need your help to maintain our network of stations, almost 50 of them across the nation, where we're heard every week. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, it's time to reprint my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which is the best analysis of the spiritual forces behind the political manifestations we see. And certainly you can get 64 copies of my book, A Case of Our Book. And, of course, the funds for this will be used to reprint the book. You can get 64 copies of a $12.95 book at less than $3 a copy. And, of course, you do this. You call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We won't fill your card until we actually begin printing the books. But you can give the books away. You can sell them for $12.95. You can do whatever you want to. You can get the story out. If you haven't read Brotherhood of Darkness, you should. But, of course, you can help us disseminate this by buying a case for $150 plus shipping, and give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We have probably close to 100,000 copies of the book out already, and we need to get more out, so give us a call, and we, of course, hope that you will help us disseminate this book across America. Again, you can get certainly the 64 copies at less than $3 a copy of the $12.95 book. Give us a call, and then, of course, we do hope you'll want to get my talk on the Agenda 21, the covert plan. Agenda 21 is the establishment's plan for the 21st century, and it involves the destruction of America, lowering our living standards, impoverishing our people. They know what they're doing, and not only that, but they have a genocidal policy as well. They think there are too many people in the world, and they are going to come up with a program to markedly diminish the population, not only of America, but of the world. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is RadioLiberty.com. Remember Ambassador Cooper's talk, the threat of an EMP attack, my talk, of the plan, until, well, may the Lord.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings." Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills.